Hey everyone, this is Sportsmania 93 back again with another video. I wanted to talk about the Conor McGregor versus Cowboy Cerrone fight and the breakdown of what happened. After his long-awaited hiatus, Conor McGregor returned to the octagon and made quick work of Cowboy Cerrone, defeating him in the very first round in 40 seconds, setting up a new record for TKO wins against three different opponents in three different weight classes to date, which is an impressive feat. Also, with that win, it set the MMA world on fire, where everyone giving their take on their pin, especially from fighters that could potentially fight Conor McGregor, such as Jorge Masvidal, Khabib Nurmagomedov, and Nate Diaz. When it comes to my opinion on the fight, I'm not going to lie, I was very impressed with Conor McGregor and the way he defeated Cowboy Cerrone in devastating fashion. I thought he was going to be a little bit more rusty and out of shape after that long year hiatus, but he looked as sharp as ever, with Cowboy clinching Donald Cerrone, throwing shoulder blows to his face, causing heavy damage to them, and then Conor fought up with a head kick, rocking Cowboy, and then after that, the striking below the bottom, and then ending the fight in a TKO victory. As for the fight, I was again impressed with Conor McGregor, while at the same time disappointed in Cowboy Cerrone. I thought he would put up a better fight than that. I'm not sure where does he go here as regards to his MMA career, but as regards to Conor McGregor, I saw from Dana White from the press conference that he did speak about a potential rematch with Khabib Nurmagomedov, or a trilogy fight with Nate Diaz, or he could go against Jorge Masvidal for the BMF title. So right now, the sky's the limit for Conor McGregor and the potential fight that could possibly happen in 2020. Those are my thoughts on the fight. Let me know yours in the comment section down below. This is Sportsmania 93 signing off. Peace.